when Billy Joel wrote that song, they were closing the factories down in Allentown. That's not the case anymore. The president is on his way to Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's his first stop after his job summit yesterday. And we're expecting employment numbers to come out in just a few hours. And we're trying to connect the dots here as to maybe it's unemployment, maybe it's this job summit, maybe it's something else going on that's forcing the, well, causing the president to make the stop in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We're joined now by the on the phone with the mayor of Allentown, Ed Pulowski. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Celeste?
So answer this for me, Mayor. Why is President Obama stopping in Allentown, PA?
That's a good question. Probably because it begins with the letter A. I don't know.
Starting at the top of the alphabet.
He wanted to start, you know, top of the alphabet. He'll go to Baton Rouge next. I don't know. No, you know, I think Allentown is a unique area. It really is. I mean, you know, we're an hour and a half west of New York. We're about an hour north of Philadelphia. We can reach about 30 million people within, you know, a several-hour drive of the city. And we've been growing year after year after year. We have increased employment in the city and in the region. We have about 334,000 people that are employed now in this region.
What's your unemployment?
It's a growing area.
What's your unemployment rate?
Unemployment rate is about 9.8. So we're
which would have been horrible a few years ago, but now it's less than the national average.
It's less than national average, and actually we've been running, you know, considerably less than national average over the course of this recession.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that I think is also unique about this area, we have large Fortune 500 companies headquartered here. You know, PPL, Pennsylvania Power and Light, is headquartered in Allentown. Air Products and Chemicals. Olympus has their North American headquarters here. Siemens has a huge operation in Bethlehem. And we also have companies like LSI, which is the company that took over Gear and Lucent, has a huge facility here,
right,
in Allentown,
mm-hmm,
as well as a lot of small businesses. You know, we transitioned this economy. When Billy Joel wrote that song, you know, we had steel, and we had major steel plants like Bethlehem Steel, and then it closed down, and we had, you know, major, major job losses in the 70s. But we transitioned. We diversified the economy, and we went from an economy that had most of the people employed by large businesses. Now they're employed by small businesses. Out of the over 14,000 businesses that employ people here,
right,
in this region, only 1,100 have 50 or more employees.
Okay, so lots of small businesses. And actually, that may be why, I mean, if the president wanted to reach 30 million people, Mayor, I'm sure he could just stay in Washington. But this is part of his Main Street tour.
He probably could.
Yeah.
Probably could.
So let's go to somebody
But he couldn't get a Main Street like Allentown, nor could he get that, you know, that great song by Billy Joel.
And he couldn't get a beer from Allentown Brew Works, which is on your Main Street. Mike Fegley is here. He owns the Brew Works. Your Main Street is not called Main Street, right? What street are you on?
Hi, good morning. No, we're on Hamilton Street, which is our Main Street in our city of Allentown.
How many lanes in the Main Street of Allentown, PA?
We've got two lanes. It was... accommodates parking on both sides so that we have a lot of parking downtown as well.
Do you brew your own beer at Allentown Brew Works?
I don't brew it personally. You wouldn't want to eat my cooking either. We have an award-winning brewmaster and a fabulous chef over there.
And what's the specialty brew in Allentown?
Well, we have named after our family, Fegley's Lager. The Yingling breweries in our area over here. Which is also a lager, and that's one of our best-selling beers. So we're not the oldest name in lager, but we're I think, the best family name.
Okay, so, Mike, you have people coming into your Brew Works all the time, the people of Allentown, PA. Tell me what it's like from the other side of the bar. Are they feeling like Allentown is a little better off than the rest of the country?
I think that folks are very happy here in the Lehigh Valley. We're in a struggle, just like everyone else. But at this time, I think that, you know, the people of the Lehigh Valley and Allentown have always been very resilient, and they're not apt to stay unemployed very long. These folks get out there and get back into the game, and that's one of the reasons that it's helped transition our economy from, you know, manufacturing to small businesses.
Mike, Todd Zwillick here. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm from Hershey, not too far away from Allentown. How's the president doing in Allentown? Pennsylvania is a swing state, and Allentown is a swing part of a swing state, and the economy is really bad. And people sit across the bar from you. How is Barack Obama doing?
Well, I think that Barack Obama is actually doing very well. I think that a lot of people are concerned in our area. And the folks that come in and the guests that I talk to are very concerned about health care costs and the stimulus package. I think that they agree with the president on a lot of things that that he's doing out there.
So let's go back to you, Mayor Ed Pawlowski. You say you're not exactly sure why the president is coming, but I bet you have something to say to him. Give me your takeaway. What is the view from Allentown? What does the president need to know about Allentown on the Main Street tour?
Well, you know, I was at the summit yesterday in Washington, and it was a great event. It had not only, you know, several mayors from across the country, but corporate leaders and CEOs and small business leaders and labor leaders, and it was a great discussion about what needs to be done to really stimulate this economy and get people back to work. The great thing about this president is that he listens. You know, he listens. He hears people out. He culminates ideas, and then he acts on them. And
okay, so give him your idea. What is it?
So you know, I think the critical thing for us and for areas across the country, whether it's Allentown, New York, or you know,
Baton
Main
Rouge,
Street, Main Street, Baton Rouge. Okay. would be to free up the credit markets. I think it's critical. I mean, that is the one mantra that I constantly hear from large and small businesses across the board. Banks are just not lending money. They have no access to capital. We have a credit card issue that needs to be resolved as well because, as you know, a lot of small businesses rely on that.
You're going to get the opportunity to tell the president that today. That's Mayor Ed Pawlowski of Allentown, PA, where President Obama will be. We also spoke with Mike Fegley, Marketing Director for Allentown Brew Works.